So now that there's so much technology to be able to read things, do you still read things the old-fashioned way, like newspapers, magazines, real books?
Oh, good question. I think it depends. I've stopped use buying or buying magazines and newspapers, definitely. I always access that online because it's so easy and convenient, and you can read different newspapers from different countries all over the world, and it's really easy to access. So I've stopped buying any of those kinds of things, magazines too. But with books, I sometimes still buy books that I really would like to have and like to keep. I used to collect books, but I've stopped doing that too, unless I really, really like the book and want it to as a keepsake. So my habits of reading, I guess, have also changed. I use my phone to access most of newspapers and magazines, and or use my iPad to do that. It's really convenient. About you, did you change your reading habits with changes in technology?
Yes, I definitely did. Not because I wanted to. I still like the aspect of having a real book, but because I move so much and internationally, it's just not practical to bring all your books with you, so much weight.
I agree.
So I have a Kindle, but I found since I got an iTouch that I tend to read all of my books from there because I always have it with me and it's light and it's portable and it holds like so many books.
Yeah, I know. It's so convenient. You can just take everything with you, your whole library.
It really is.
So tell me about the iTouch. I've actually never used one, but it seems to me that it's really small. Can you actually read on it and use it easily?
Yeah, well, it's just like the same size as an iPhone, but you can change the text size on it. So if you wanted the text larger, you can. But it really doesn't bother me if the text is small because I have really good eyesight, so.
Some people swear by the Kindle. So you mentioned that you used one before. Why did you stop using that?
It's a little heavier, a little bigger, a little heavier, and so I tend not to carry it with me all the time. So therefore I don't always have it with me. If I'm in my apartment, I use the Kindle. But if I'm out or on the bus or something like that, then I'll just use my iTouch.
Yeah, because it's really pocket size, really, isn't it?
Yes, same size as a phone, so very convenient.
How about audiobooks? Do you listen to any audiobooks?
Not really audiobooks, but definitely audio, like language series. So sort of like audiobooks. So when I'm trying to learn a language, I listen to those a lot.
Yeah, I like listening to audiobooks when I'm driving somewhere, especially because they make long journeys go quicker. I guess when I'm traveling on the train or aeroplane, then I like to read. And then I often like to read on paper. It's funny. I think with the glare of the screen sometimes makes my eyes really tired when I have to read using my iPhone or tablet or something then. But most of the time it's fun to take everything along and see what you can read and enjoy different things, I guess.
What's the latest audiobook that you've listened to?
I think I've listened to a series of comedy sketches. That's always funny because it keeps you awake while you're driving. And it's just a selection of comedy sketches, and it's really entertaining. But that's the latest one I've listened to. I think before that I listened to, I think it was some kind of heavy, some heavy linguistic topic that I was, some book that I was interested in. So, yeah. And you?
I haven't ever tried the audiobook,
You should.
but
It's
now I'm
quite
interested.
fun. Yeah.
Yeah.